This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread.
Good morning. Want to welcome you to the Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren this morning as we come together to worship. So good to see all of you that are here, and we want to welcome you and pray that God will bless us as we, for our time together. We're continuing in our sermon series, Connecting with God, and this is the fourth week of our series. You know, I've been bringing some messages from the Lord's Prayer about getting connected spiritually. Today's message is the prayer of dependence, part four of our series. I don't know about you, but as I turn on the news each day, which I do, and I see reports highlighting people struggling with overwhelming stresses, from uncertainties about health issues, fear of infection with the Delta variants of the coronavirus, with natural disasters and climate warming changes, stressing over financial worries, inflationary movements in our economy, worries about the future, worries about mental health issues and mass shootings and substance use problems from addictive stimulus and opioids and illegal drugs, to they can't fight it, even to the point of legalizing it, such as cannabis, known better as marijuana. What can we do? Is there relief for our anxiety? Now, that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're in this series called Connecting with God, and we're looking verse by verse at the Lord's Prayer, which is the answer to these anxieties, the answer to these seven biggest stresses and problems that you face in life. You remember we started off with Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's called the prayer of connection. We talked about what kind of Father is God. God that is competent and watching over us and caring and compassion, a loving Father who longs for us and longs for our well-being. Last week we looked at Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that's the prayer of surrender. We looked at the four ways that surrender are a way to overcome the solution to stress. When things are uncontrollable in your life and people are unchangeable and pain is unexplainable, you need to do the prayer of surrender to lower the stress and to put your hand in the hand of God in order to find how God would lead you through these difficult times. Prayer of surrender. Well, today we're looking at the prayer of dependence, which is the third phrase in the Lord's Prayer, and it's only six words long, and it's from Matthew 6:11, and it says, give us today our daily bread. That's the prayer of dependence. Bread obviously is a universal staple food. That's what I was trying to share with Armin this morning. You can find it in every single culture. It may be one of the oldest foods known to mankind, bread. And obviously, Jesus, when he says we're to pray, give us this day our daily bread, he's not just talking about bread on the dinner table. He's talking far more than just that. In fact, the scripture in the Bible tells us that bread represents four things in the Bible. First of all, it represents the necessities of life. You need water to live. You need air to breathe to live. You need sunshine to live. And you need nourishment to live. Those are the necessities for your physical body. And the truth is, God says, I will give those to you. I provide those things for you. I provide those things for the earth. So when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, it doesn't mean you just sit on the couch and wait for God to throw it to you. No, you got to get out and you got to work. God says, I will supply it, but you gather it. Even when God made and gave manna during the Exodus, when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, they still had to go out. Even though he gave bread from heaven, they had to go out and pick it up. Work is a part of God's purpose for your life. It builds character, and it builds divine dependence. So bread, first of all, represents the necessities of life, what you need for physical life. But you are to work to gather it. But bread has a spiritual implication too. And the second thing that bread represents is God's Word. The Bible is spiritual bread. It's spiritual food. Bread is a symbol for Scripture. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, when Jesus said that, he was actually quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. And back when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt on the Exodus, God gave them the book of Deuteronomy. And one of the things he said was this: God humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna. Sometimes God allows us to be hungry for things because we don't have any desire to have it, or we overlook it, or we take it for granted. Manna was the supernatural bread that God dropped from heaven for the people. Jesus said, God gave you this bread, and he did it to teach you that people need more than bread for their real life. Real life comes not by just sitting around the dinner table and having plenty of food set before us that way, but real life comes by feeding on every word of the Lord. So God says, you don't just need physical nourishment, you need spiritual nourishment. Just as much as you need physical food for your body, you need soul food for your heart. You need spiritual food. You need the Word of God, and that's why we have been emphasizing, read God's Word every day, because just like you need to eat food every day for your body, you need to eat spiritual food every day for your soul. You need the Word of God. You need truth in your life in order to live. Now, here's the third thing that bread represents. It represents God's family and fellowship. You don't just have physical needs, and you don't just have spiritual needs, you have relational needs. You need people in your life. We've seen the tragedy, I think, of this that has happened through the pandemic when people were isolated and could not gather together. I know how much it has affected me not being able to see Vonda's mom for a year while she was in the nursing home. You need people in your life. Bread is a metaphor for the church, for the family of God. Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone. But he also said, it's not good for man to be alone. He said, I want you to have people in your life. And that's why God created a family called the church. people say, and I've heard this said many times, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. That is true. But you will not be all that God wants you to be, and you will not have the kind of spiritual input that you need to have if you're not part of a church. God says, my family is what I gave to you as the church. That is what Christ died for, was for the family of Christians in the church. And God said, my family is going to live forever. That the church is going to live forever. It is a place of fellowship, a place of learning, a place of knowing God. So bread represents the necessities of life. It represents the Word of God. It represents the family of God, the church and fellowship for physical and spiritual and relational needs. But here's the fourth thing that bread represents. It represents salvation. Our salvation in Christ. Salvation is Jesus. Jesus chose bread to represent his sacrifice in communion. And when he gave the bread in communion on the Last Supper, he said this. It says, Jesus took a piece of bread and he gave thanks to God. And he broke it. And he gave it to them. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Eat and do this in memory of me. When Jesus said this, he said, you do this to remember me. That's why you take communion. It's a symbol. I'm going to give you an object lesson that you'll never forget. I want you, every time you eat the bread, for it to remind you how much I love you. I want it to remind you of the sacrifice that I had to make in order for you to have life. I don't want you to ever forget that. So I'm going to give you a symbol with bread, and he called it, and we call it, the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, or communion. He took the Passover that they were celebrating for years, and Jesus gave a new meaning to it. Here's the point. Whatever you need, whatever your need is, whether it's physical or emotional or relational or spiritual, whether it's a need in your body or a need in your mind or a need in your soul or a need in your spirit, God says, I will take care of that need if you will depend on me for it. Give us this day our daily bread. All that I need physically and spiritually and emotionally and relationally and financially or whatever other way, all I need is to depend on Jesus. So how do you do that? Let's look at how to depend on God to meet all of your needs. How do I let God meet my needs, the needs that he wants to meet for me? Well, I have to depend on him. And the Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And the Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the way you connect to God, and that's what this series of messages is all about, you connect to God through faith. And how do I connect to God so that my physical and emotional and spiritual and relational and financial and every other need will be met in life? What does that mean to depend upon God in that way? It means three things. First of all, depending on God means seeing God as my source. That's the first step. I have to see that what I need comes from God. God is my source. The source of what? Literally the source of everything. Everything you see in the world and everything that you can't see, God has made. He is the source of everything. It's a gift of God's grace to have life. Every breath is a gift from God. There's nothing I need that God can't supply. He is the supplier of everything. And the Bible says this in Philippians 4:19. It says, God will supply all that you ever need from His glorious resources in Christ Jesus. God has an unlimited amount of resources. And there's more than enough to go around. This is what's so sad about the world. We see so many parts of the world that are suffering. We see so many people go hungry. We see so many have other lacks. But there's enough to go around, friend, for everybody in the world. There's plenty in the world for everybody. But the reason why some don't have enough is not because it's not available. It's because it's not shared. And that's a matter of being able to be generous, being willing to share and volunteer and do so out of love. There's plenty for everybody. It just needs to be shared. God wants to meet all of our needs. God wants to meet all the needs of those in the world. He's waiting on you if you don't have it. You do not have because you do not ask God, the scripture says. You need to ask. You need to depend upon Him. You need to believe that He wants to give it. You need to believe that He's willing to give it. So here's my blunt question to us this morning. Who's your source? If you're lacking something, if something's not right in your life, if something's missing in your life, who's your source? Where are you trying to get that filled? You need to look to God as the source. Who are you looking to meet your need? Only God can meet all your needs. And you need to look to Him as the source of that supply. Here's the second thing. The second thing it means to depend on God is that it means trusting Him for today. Not next week. Not next year. Not next month. Just one day at a time. God says, I'm going to make this real simple. I want you to take life in bite-sized pieces, 24-hour increments. I want you to trust me just for today. We'll worry about tomorrow. We'll worry about next week. We'll worry about next month. I don't want you worrying about that, God would say to us. In fact, I don't want you worrying at all. I want you to take it one day at a time because that's all you have. But how do you do that? How do you take one day at a time? How do you trust God just for today? You pray the prayer of dependence. Give us today our daily bread. Today. Well, there's a third key to depending on God. And depending on God means I share whatever He supplies for me. Trusting God, depending on God, means sharing whatever God is sharing with you. When God gives you something, He always wants you to share it with somebody else. Everything God gives to you, I would say God wants us to share it. Notice it doesn't say give me this day my daily bread. It says, give us this day our daily bread. We're to share it. Why does God want you to share it? He wants you to learn to be like Him. God shares everything He's got with you and me and with the world. God is generous. In Proverbs 11, it says, it is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. But those who are stingy will lose everything. God so loved the world that He gave His all. He gave His life. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. God says, I want you to become like me. I want you to be loving and learn how to share. And you spell love G-I-V-E. Love is all about giving. And I think God is saying to the Boone's Mills Church, there's hundreds of people in this area, in this community, who are spiritually hungry. And I want your church to feed them. But we look at ourselves, we look at our size, we look at our age, and we think, well, God, we can't do that. We're just one small aging church. How can we do that? And God says to us, yes, all of those things are true, but with me, God says, I can do it. We can do it together if you will depend on me. I want the church here to be that way. I want us, this church, to be known for its compassion, for its generosity, for its trust in God, that God will see us through whatever task He lays before us, and particularly because of the needs of the lives of people in this community. Friends, I don't know where you are today on your journey of faith. You might feel distance from God. You may not feel close. You may not feel like somehow that He is loving on you right now. You may be going through a tough time right now. You may have needs in your life, and you may have struggles, and you may have stresses. And regardless of what's going on and what you're going through, I want to invite you to have faith and to depend on God and to become a part of this church that says, we're going to trust God. We're going to do it together. And we're going to trust God for new spirit and new life and new meaning for what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And we're going to trust God in the good times and in the tough times. We're going to look to God as our source. We're going to trust God today. Give us today what we need, our daily bread. How do we do that? Well, first of all, you accept Jesus Christ into your life. That's the only way for you to have real life. Jesus said the true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven, and He gives life to the world. Sir, they said, oh, then give us this bread every day of our lives. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. No one comes to me will ever be hungry again. And those who believe in me will never thirst again. So no matter how much you eat, you know, you probably had breakfast this morning, and in a few hours you're going to be hungry again. But no matter how much you drink, in a few hours you're going to get thirsty again. Spiritually, there's a hunger in your heart that only God can feel. And you need God. And you need Jesus, and you need Him to fill that up. And when you let Him feel that hunger and that thirst, you'll never thirst again. You'll never hunger again. That's the first thing. You need to let Jesus into your life and He be the total source of what you need today. The second thing you need to do is to open your heart to Jesus and say, I want you as my only source, as my Lord, as my Savior, and I'm going to take the three steps to depend on you, God. First, I'm going to see God as my source. Second, I'm going to trust God on a daily basis for daily bread. And third, I'm going to share whatever Jesus gives me. No matter how little it is, I'm going to share it with others. And I'm going to walk hand in hand with God every day. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I need you to feel the hunger that's in my heart, the longing, the emptiness, because there are times I know something's missing, and I just didn't know what it was. And now I do, Father. It's Jesus. I need you, the bread of life, to fill up my heart so I'll never be hungry again. Lord, I need a spiritual filling. And I'm going to see you, Lord, as my source. I'm coming to you this morning. I'm going to trust you for today. And I ask you to help me to worry about nothing and pray about everything. Help me to thank you in all things and to keep my mind on the right things. Then I want to share whatever you give me, Lord, no matter how small, to share it with others. That what you give to me, you want me to give through me to others. I want to focus on meeting others' needs so that you can take care of my needs. Help me, Lord, to learn whatever I give to you, you're going to bless it and to multiply it. And so I give you now my heart and my life. And thank you for the breath that you give me, the breath of life. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I spoken.